See if I can still give Brother Mitchell his 30 minutes to speak. We want to share some thoughts from Psalm 139. If we can have somebody read from verse 7, that would be helpful.
Psalms 139.
Verse 7 to 10.
Verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit?
Whither shall I go from thy spirit?
Or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
Yeah, where can I run away from your presence?
If I ascend up unto heaven.
If I ascend to heaven.
Thou art there.
Thou art there.
If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
If I make my bed in where hell?
In hell.
So if I ascend, you are there. If I descend, you are there. Read on.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
That's what I want to talk about. Even there. And what we are seeing captured in these few verses of Psalm 139 is that the writer is saying, if I make an ascent, God is present. And part of what I want us to get in our minds is that God has a presence with man. There is nothing that is too big that God cannot handle. And so we should recognize that anywhere we are, God is present. You know, if I ascend, and it makes reference to ascend up to the heaven, and if this depicts heights, reach. Because, you know, even though we're reflecting on the year 2021, and because of the magnitude of Corona, you know, that will probably easily be what many of us remember most about the year. But as negative as that may be, there are still things, positive things that has happened to us. It's not for, you know, some of us, even in the midst of this corona, we have still enhanced ourselves educationally. Some of us have gotten promotions, salary increases, even though some have lost jobs. What's my point? There are things that we can say has happened positively for us. And if ascend to heaven is a depiction of reaching a particular height, then let's give God thanks. And here's where I'm really trying to take us. Sometimes we serve God in bad times. When things are not going good for us, some of us, the way we react is that that's a time we draw close to God, and that's not a bad thing. But here's where it can get bad. If it is that we ascend, let us keep God in our heights. Let us not forget God when things are good. We are approaching a new year. I'm not a prophet, but good things will happen and bad things will happen. Christians, let us make a resolve even as we close this year and we embark on a new year, that when the good things of life affect us, you know, and when we say good things from the perspective of probably how we see things, let it never be that when we are making strides in this life, that we ever forget God. Because God is there in success, even as he's there in failure. Even there. But the passage didn't only speak about the ascension, but it also spoke about descending. In verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, depicting the grave, or descending, then God is there. Thou art there, said the psalm writer. And so it is that, again, as we reflect, you know, if I call some names, then we'll remember that they were with us at the start of the year. Right. Sister Audrey. Right. Brother Abrahams. Right. These are persons who were with us, but they are no longer there. God is there with us in good times, and he's there in bad times. And our bad times can come in different ways. If time permit me, then we'll see some others. But what's the point? God is there. Whether it is good times or bad times. Don't let it be a flip thing for you, because, you know, we have different types of persons. There are some persons, they will serve God in good times. But when bad time comes, they leave God. Verse 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. You know, sometimes you want to take away yourself. Where you want to be in your quiet solitude. Even there, God is present. So yes, you want to take yourself away from Fabian and Brother Mitchell and Mary and Sister this and Sister that. You want to be by yourself, but be conscious that God, even in those quiet times and those times that you want to be by yourself, you know, he talks about, you know, if I could take wings. But then I like verse 10. Even there. So in your good times, God is there. In your bad times, God is there. And then beautifully, it's not that he's there with a finger, pointing, and say, serve me. Even there shall thy hand lead me. And so let us allow God to guide us, to lead us. Let us allow God to hold us, because that's what it says. Even there shall thy hand lead me. And thy right hand shall hold me. You know, and Mary might say, that's not a good point. You know, Mary is left-handed. But I think it is striking that he says he's going to hold me with his right hand. And so God is going to be giving us his all. But don't make the mistake. I've made the point already, but I want to make it again because it's central to the thoughts of the lesson. We are embarking. We are going into a new year. Good things will happen. God will be present with us in those good times. Bad things will happen, but God will be with us. He will have a presence in those times. Here's it now. Let us not leave God. Let us make a resolve that no matter what, we are going to hold on to him. You know, Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, you know, sort of gives us a little insight into a range of things that can impact us. At verse 35, it says, who the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Tribulation might come, but even there, God will be present. Or distress, even there, he'll be present. Persecution or famine, nakedness, peril or sword, God Almighty is all present. He's not going to be absent because nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. You know, you're there? Verse 38.
For I am persuaded
that neither death
nor life.
I wonder if you're seeing it. Even there, God will have a presence. Read again.
For I am persuaded that neither death.
Nor life. You see the ascent? God is there in good times and bad times. Read on.
Nor angels,
that's good.
Nor principalities.
That's demons. That's bad.
Nor powers.
Power.
Nor things present.
For time. What am I saying? God is going to be present, and we need to be present with him in good times and in bad times. Count on it. When we embark on this new year, we are going to face good times, and we are going to face bad times. Let us be there for God, the church, the mission, irrespective of what the situation throws at us. Just going to be cutting and just say one last thing and then I leave the pulpit. You know, when we reflect on Isaiah 59, verse 2. You know, it says that it's not that God's hand is short. It's not that his ears is heavy. But our sin, our iniquity separates between us and him. And somebody might say, but Brother Webb, didn't you just say nothing can separate? Well, you see, that's our danger. You see, as much as God will be present in all of these situations, in fact, we are told in Romans, same Romans, chapter 5 and verse 8, that God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So, even there, in our sins, God is demonstrating his love for us. But God cannot embrace sin. And so that puts a rift between him and us. But his love is so great that in the midst of that, he sent his son to die for us. And so, brethren, friends, let us never make sin something that we get comfortable with, because that will cause a rift between the love that God has for us. And last point, God's presence in all our situations is driven by love. If we love God, then let us demonstrate that love always. Good times, bad times, Corona time, Omicron. You know, I said to somebody, I'm dying for Omega, the last variant. But here's it. And Brother Gilbert touched on it. There is something worse than the coronavirus. Sin. It puts at strain the relationship between us and God. Let it not be that because of Corona, then we relinquish our responsibility. Let it be that even in a continued state of Corona, that we seek ways, even there, to do personal evangelism. Let us, whatever the situation that 2022 will bring to us, let us not forget our mission to influence persons to Christ away from sin. Even there, let us be faithful. Let us be faithful even there, in whatever the situation. Remember that we need to look out one for another. Let loving kindness be mentioned against our name. So for that reason, we will visit and we will encourage one another unto love and to good works. What is happening doesn't matter. Even there, we need to be faithful Christians to the Almighty God.